Why is California suing the federal government over the census? The U.S. Census has been evolving since 1790, but the latest change to the list of questions has some demographics experts, civil rights leaders, and Democratic lawmakers worried. So worried that the tweak is already facing several legal challenges. At issue is the Trump administration's announcement on March 26 that the 2020 census will include a question about citizenship status. Critics argue that the question could lead undocumented immigrants to skip the census entirely. Census data affects everything from how much money an area receives for its highways to how many representatives a state sends to Congress, and thus how many delegates it receives in the Electoral College. If people opt out, the resulting inaccurate population count could create an uneven distribution of federal funds and, because of the demographics of the respondents in question, tilt the political landscape in favor of Republicans. In the wake of the announcement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders argued that the move is nothing new. In fact, the decennial census has not included a question about citizenship since 1950, though other census-related surveys have. And Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the decision came at the request of the Department of Justice, which needs the information to enforce the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Secretary Ross determined that obtaining complete and accurate information to meet this legitimate government purpose outweighed the limited potential adverse impacts, the department said in a statement. Response to the administration's decision was swift. Within hours of the announcement, the Attorney General of California said he was filing a lawsuit to try to stop the question from being included. 11 other states are also suing to challenge the decision. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, who now leads the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, said his organization will likewise sue to stop. Representative Carolyn Maloney, who co-chairs the House Census Caucus, had already introduced a bill that requires the census changes be tested before implementation. Legislation that specifically addresses the citizenship question had also been introduced in the Senate. Leaders of immigrant and civil rights groups said they were gearing up for census difficulties no matter what happens with the suits. They fear the Trump administration's rhetoric may deter members of underrepresented communities from participating in a government survey, even if being counted would ultimately help them. The citizenship question only makes the matter that much more difficult. Even if the question is removed, said John C. Yang, president and executive director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice, there will be barriers we will have to get through.